Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori, broadcasting to you courtesy of Financial Services Online, your comprehensive source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Let's catch up on some key financial stories that have brought us to Sunday, the 16th of November, 2025. First up, we delve into the world of banking. The Commonwealth Bank of Australia, notably the nation's largest by market value, recently reported a modest rise in first quarter cash profit. Their profit clocked in at $2.6 billion, a 1% increase from the previous quarter. This growth is attributed substantially to home loan and deposit growth, with home lending increasing by $9.3 billion and deposits ticking up by a notable $17.8 billion. However, it's crucial for consumers to understand this isn't all smooth sailing. The bank has been facing margin pressure with the Reserve Bank's rate cuts, causing the net interest margin to slip amid fierce competition. CEO Matt Comyn has emphasized the need for strategy adaptation in this environment. For those in the market for home loans and home loan providers alike, it's a developing dynamic requiring careful consideration. Taking a different turn, ANZ Group appears to be on a rough ride. They recently reported a 14% decline in annual cash earnings, totaling $5.79 billion for the fiscal year, a jolt that rattled past analyst expectations. It seems the exit costs from 3,500 layoffs and regulatory penalties have played significant roles in this outcome. Despite the challenges, ANZ's shares rose by 2.6%, a potential beam of hope in a structurally challenging scenario. The bank's new CEO, Nuno Matos, aims to cut costs by 3% in the upcoming year. For the banking industry watchers among you, keep a keen eye on how ANZ navigates these turbulent waters. And now let's switch gears to travel. Recent findings reveal a trend where 14% of Australian travelers venture abroad uninsured. Allianz Partners, a notable player in the insurance space, warns about the risks of this behavior pattern. According to their spokesperson Damien Arthur, warned even perceived safe destinations can come with accidents, emergencies, and disruptions that could result in substantial financial burdens. Strikingly, a third of uninsured travelers believe their destination is safe, while others view insurance as poor value or feel well prepared to handle emergencies alone. It's a stark reminder for all Australians planning to travel that no leisure pursuit is devoid of risks and being insured can mitigate financial shocks. Adding to that, one must be careful when signing on any insurance policies. Australians are being warned to look out for potential hidden exclusions in policies, particularly those covering high-risk activities. Legal expert Peter Carter enjoins all to read policy documents thoroughly, as exclusions are often embedded in complex texts. Cases of injuries due to incidents like monkey bites in a popular destination like Bali are cases in point. That wraps up our roundup of financial and industry news for today. Remember to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more detailed insights, updates, and advice. I'm Paige Estrotori. Until next time, be well, Australia.